The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 532, Mayberry in the Midwest, 2019. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and pick up Messages from Mayberry. It's a Mayberry Bible study book, a new one. I know you'd enjoy it. Head over and check that out. You might also want to check out the Barbershop Hairstyles print. It's official. It's official, so you'll want it. Go check that out. You can hang it on your wall just like at Floyd's. And while you're there, you might want to pick up some Otis Campbell's Better Than Home Dark Roasted Coffee. Mayberry's finest. Drop by over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 532 is Tim Gerbrick. So, Tim, thank you very much. I got to see him up at Mayberry in the Midwest. And this episode is all about Mayberry in the Midwest, or at least partially all about it. So you guys are going to enjoy this, I believe. It's a recap. So back on May 17th through the 19th, I was able to be a part of the 6th annual Mayberry in the Midwest event held up in Danville, Indiana. The folks there told me it's not Danville because they said that's the way Southerners say it. It's Danville, Indiana. It was a great event, so we're going to be talking about that. And then you're going to hear from Randy Turner with This Week in Mayberry History as well. So, as I said, it was an amazing event, and I just wanted to give you a report about just some of the fun that we had there in Danville as part of Mayberry in the Midwest. Now, the main reason I try to do this, I know a lot of you weren't able to attend the event, and you know, it may be boring to you. I'm not sure. I hope it isn't, but I want to give you just a little flavor of what it is that you miss by not being able or not attending. I don't know if you are not able or just can't or what it might be, but if you're unable to attend some of these events, this is just some of what you're missing. So I'm going to get a little background music going here. I think this week I'm just going to play Aunt B's music. Let's play that. Oh no, that's too sad. That's too sad. Oh, that's too sad. I can't play Aunt B's music. Right, Aunt B, I can't play your music. Let's play a little of this, because this is more fun. The Mayberry March, ladies and gentlemen, paid by permission from Hagen's, the music company, the Earl Hagen's music company, his wife, Laura. I appreciate all your help in helping me be able to get permission to play this. But this is what Mayberry's all about. That's the Mayberry March. I love it. All right, so we're going to talk about Mayberry in the Midwest, as I said. So let's, if you're watching the video, you're going to be able to see clips, video clips, or shots, pictures from the event. So when Mayberry in the Midwest starts off, it starts off on Friday. Well, Otis and I drove up there together and got to stop at the Cracker Barrel. On Friday morning early, Ronnie Schell, Maggie Peterson and Dixie Griffith headed over to the theater. I shouldn't say theater. It was actually the television station is where they headed off to. And were able to be on the television and try to invite people over to Mayberry in the Midwest. And had a good time there. We got to watch them from the hotel. So we were sitting around in the hotel and I was wearing my Colonel Harvey's Indian Elixir shirt, because Colonel Harvey was not able to attend this year's event, and so I wanted to let him know we were missing him. So I wore my Indian Elixir shirt from Weaver's Department Store. You can get a Colonel Harvey's Indian Elixir shirt. That's a free commercial. And we had a great time. We head over to the Mayberry Cafe. all a bunch of the tribute artists met and went and ate on Friday and just visited with one another before the big events that got started that afternoon. We headed over later that evening, starting around 5, 6 o'clock that night. We had the meet and greet dinner, and all the tribute artists were there on hand for that. Ernest T., Otis, the Fun Girls, the mayor, Mr. McBeavy, Goober and Gomer, even George Jr., he was there on stage with us as well. We had Howard Sprague, Aunt B., Newton Monroe was there. I'm sure I'm going to skip somebody out here. And I don't want to do that. But we had all kinds of folks in attendance. I'm sure I missed somebody here. Mike Havilland, I believe, and Henry Bennett. I don't know if I said Henry Bennett, but he was there. And performances were done on Friday night, and folks got to eat with a meal that was prepared by the Mayberry Cafe. And even Clarence Earp was there. That's right, Clarence Earp. You remember the Clarence Earp from the Color episodes? Well, he was there with us as well. And, you know, the one who can fight is the one who is right. He was even there. So what a great, great evening it was. And that's a great event to get to come to if you're able, because you get a dinner and a show. So we do a little bit of a show for you. And we have a lot more time as a tribute artist and the stars and cast member that were there to visit with you. Now, one of the things that we did have this year is Bob Monday. I don't know if you know Bob, but Bob has been our Briscoe Darling impersonator that kind of traveled around with my particular group of Mayberry performers. And Bob has kind of decided it's time to retire. So we were able to present him a nice picture book that showed a bunch of pictures he had had, and just were able to honor him just a little bit at that event there, the meetup on Friday night. So we even did the incant to protect us from the jinx. There was just so much going on there. Maggie Peterson and Ronnie Shell were both there again, along with George Lindsay Jr. What a great evening it was. So try to make plans to come to some of these, because this was just getting us started. This was just the kickoff for the big weekend of Mayberry in the Midwest, because on Saturday morning, we got the big parade. So here we are having fun time on Friday night and visiting with one another. And this is just the kickoff. And what a kickoff it was. It was completely sold out. All the tables were full. And I mean, wow, what a great time. I didn't mention Barney was there. Barney was there as well. I think I skipped right over Barney. Terry Varvel is doing Barney with us now. And what a great job he did. Steve Jackson was there. And tonight, when I'm recording this podcast, it's his birthday. So happy birthday, Steve. The next morning, we had the parade at the Mayberry parade. And we even had the Jinx riding in his boat right through the town of Danville. The Regis was there with his gold standard shirt, or not shirt, his gold standard sign. Maggie and Ronnie were in the parade, and Goober, George Lindsay Jr. was in the parade. And there were crowds up and down the street. It was a great day, beautiful morning, and the weather was pretty. Nothing could have been better than it was on Saturday. So we had a great, great day. Then later in the day, as was the parade, it went along. The parade doesn't last too very long. Maybe 20 minutes. So people were at the end of the parade route getting their hairs cut and getting their pictures made with Ernest T. Bass or Goober or whatever. And then we had our show that came up just right after that. So we were able to do our events. We had a pickle contest. We had Maggie Peterson. Jarlene was singing. We had a whistling contest. Excuse me. And then we had our show. We did a Mayberry tribute show. We did 4 tribute shows during Mayberry in the Midwest, 2 on Saturday and 2 on Sunday. And not to that, I didn't even include, I don't think we had a like I said, the whistling contest, a pie eating contest. They even had a pickle eating contest. Now that was, there were people entering the pickle eating and pie eating contest just because they were hungry. The trivia contest went really well, and all the tribute artists helped reading questions for the trivia contest. Excuse me. I'm coughing here. But things went so well for the day. I don't think I mentioned Dixie Griffith was there with us as we had this event. She's been one of our fun girls. Now, that's Andy's daughter, if you didn't know, is Dixie. If you ever see her, she's the fun girl. She's usually in a yellow dress. And, folks, it was just a great, great time we had there at Mayberry in the Midwest. We did two shows. We did a 12:30 show and then a 4:30 show on Saturday. Then on Sunday, well, we had some rain, so it wasn't quite as well attended. But we still did a 12 o'clock show and a 4:30 show on Sunday as well. We had all kinds of skits that you may have seen us do before if you've been to any of the Mayberry events. We had Gomer being inducted in the Marine Corps, Ernest T. singing Old Aunt Mariah, the fun girls visiting with Gomer and Goober. We had Otis getting run off the stage by Aunt B with a broom because he had escaped from the rock. Then later in the day, we had the Mayberry Squad Car Nationals. And if you've ever been to the Mayberry Squad Car Nationals, they do an obstacle course race where the drivers of the car, there's a driver and a runner, and the runner gets out and does different events, like try to shoot some tin cans with a slingshot, or fix a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for Leon, or put pickles, do a pickle switch operation. So they take the pickles and put them in a different jar. Newton Monroe was on the street selling stuff all day. It's a great time. You could get stuff from Newton Monroe. You could get autographs from the different tribute artists. We even had John Lane. Now, John Lane is a young man who has a podcast called Goober Says Hey. Now, it's on hiatus. You can still listen to the old versions, but he doesn't have any current ones. But he was there as young Andy Taylor. So he was there visiting with us as well. Folks enjoyed getting to see him. He's only about 20 years old, so I appreciate John showing up and just being there. And ladies and gentlemen, the Grascals, the bluegrass band, the Grascals were there that evening with a free concert. And not only did they sing, but they allowed Maggie Peterson to get up on stage, and she sang Salty Dog and a couple of other songs with the Grascals. I think they may have sang There Is a Time, if I'm not mistaken. And wow, what an evening. All the tributes were there visiting and enjoying it. And Maggie was amazing with the Grascals. What a fun thing to see as we went through that day. And Saturday, that basically topped off the day on Saturday with the Grascals concert. Then on Sunday morning, they have a Bible study there at the stage. It's a free stage. And people can come to the Bible study, and then that's before the other events begin for the day. So I know it's a Sunday morning, so a lot of people, you know, want to go to church or something like that. So they have a Bible study session every Sunday morning that we've had these events. And then Sunday afternoon, after our first show, Dixie Griffith had a question and answer session that she ran. And I got to host that, so that was nice. You'll be hearing, not that one, but one we did on the Mayberry Cruise back in November. You'll be hearing that pretty soon here on the podcast. And each one of them has been a little bit different, but it was similar. Randy Turner was there with us as well, so he got to be there during Dixie's show. Then we did another show that afternoon at 4:30, and there was only, for that show, I guess there was about 50 to 70 people there. But boy, the tribute artist, we had a great time there for the event. Folks, I know you would have a great time too if you could come. So if you are ever in an area where they're going to be having a Mayberry event, I want to encourage you to take some time, set your schedule so that you're going to be off. Now, here's an opportunity for you. The 7th annual Mayberry Meetup is coming up. That's right. The 7th annual Mayberry Meetup is coming up in July. Now, I think some of you guys already know about this. I hope you do. But if you don't, the information is in our show notes every podcast for several months. It's been there. There's a link right there on the page. If you go and look, it says 7th Annual Mayberry Meetup, 19 through 21 July 2019. And if you click that link, it will take you to a document that you can read all about what we're going to be doing. And it's got a registration form there that you can click and go and sign up to make sure that you can be a part of the Mayberry Meetup as well. So please do that. Please sign up so we'll know who's coming. Because right now, as I checked last, we had about 80 people that have already signed up to be a part of the Mayberry Meetup coming up in July. Now, the Mayberry Meetup is not Mayberry Days, and it is not Mayberry in the Midwest. It is a much more relaxed time to get together with a bunch of friends, and we go out and eat on Friday night, and then after we come back from eating, we set up and have a time where we can visit there at the gazebo at the Mayberry Motor Inn and project episodes of the Andy Griffith Show on the big screen, and we can all enjoy ourselves and just visit. Then we do a similar thing on Saturday. So go and check it out. There's information written up in the document there. So if you go to any of the recent episodes of Two Chairs No Waiting, there's a link in the show notes. So it'll take you to them so you can read about it and find out about the museum and all the different things that we're planning. It's not detailed completely yet, but if you sign up, you'll get more information as we go. So that's the next bigger, it's not really bigger, but for me it's bigger event, after Valley Head coming up on the 1st of June. Okay, so try to make plans to be at that, or maybe at Mayberry Days, because Mayberry Days is the event. If you can't be there, maybe you go on the Mayberry Cruise with us, because you still got a chance. If you go to imayberry.com and click on the event calendar, you'll be able to find all that information. All right, so let's move along now and hear from Randy Turner with This Week in Mayberry History.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Sid Melton was born on May the 22nd, 1917, in Brooklyn, New York, growing up with the accent of a Brooklyn cab driver, which he never tried to shake. Sid was exposed to comedy from the beginning, as his father was Isidore Meltzer. Melton was Sid's stage name, a well-known Yiddish comedian. Barely 5.5 feet tall, with a wide, thin grin that seemed to stretch from ear to ear, Sid accepted early on that he would work most often in comedic roles. His stage debut was in a 1939 touring production of the play See My Lawyer. 2 years later, he was cast as Fingers in The Shadow of the Thin Man. While he appeared in the occasional film during World War II, such as in Blondie Goes to College, Sid spent much of his time overseas entertaining soldiers. After the war, he continued to be a busy actor in small film roles, including the uncredited role of Spud in the 1949 musical On the Town, as Little Louie in the Bob Hope comedy The Lemon Drop Kid in 1951, and as a taxi driver in Jerry Lewis's 1958 comedy, The Geisha Boy. Sid made his television debut in 1954 in an episode of Your Favorite Story. After appearing in several other series, Sid was cast in the first role for which he was widely known, that of Ichabod Icky Mudd, the sidekick of the title character in the children's adventure show Captain Midnight. During the last year of that show, he also managed to play a recurring character in 4 episodes of the comedy series It's Always Jan. Throughout the rest of the 1950s, Sid continued to appear frequently in film and television. Just before the decade ended, he was cast in another recurring role for which he is well remembered. Sid played Charlie Harper, the owner of the Copa Club, the nightclub where entertainer Danny Williams performed on what was first Make Room for Daddy and then The Danny Thomas Show. Sid appeared in 93 episodes of the long-running series through 1964. After that series ended, he guest-starred in an episode each of The Munsters and The Dick Van Dyke Show before appearing in The Andy Griffith Show. Early in the sixth season, the first without Don Knotts as Barney Fife, the producers filmed a short story arc with the Taylors going to Hollywood to see the filming of Sheriff Without a Gun. Sid played publicist Pat Michaels in both The Taylors in Hollywood and The Hollywood Party, causing trouble for Andy when he insisted on publicity photos of Andy and the female lead of the movie. At the same time these episodes were airing, he began playing another recurring role for which he is remembered. On Green Acres, Sid played Alf Monroe, half of the incompetent brother and sister Carpenter team, along with his sister, Ralph Monroe, played by Mary Grace Canfield, who had played Thelma Lou's cousin in A Date for Gomer. Sid played Alf in 31 episodes of Green Acres between 1965 and 69. He also appeared several more times in the extended Mayberry universe as Friendly Freddy in 4 episodes of Gomer Pyle USMC between 1966 and 69. In 1970, Sid reprised his role as nightclub owner Charlie Halper in Make Room for Granddaddy. Beginning in the mid-70s, Sid slowed down his work pace considerably and even stopped acting from 1977 through 1986. While he made the occasional guest appearance in series once he returned to acting, he did play the recurring, long-dead character of Salvador Petrillo, the husband of Sophia, seen in flashbacks in The Golden Girls. Sid reprised his role as Alf Monroe in the 1990 television movie Return to Green Acres, and during the rest of the 1990s, he appeared several times in series including Nurses, Blossom, and Empty Nest. Sid retired from acting in 1999. He passed away in 2011 at the age of 94. Well, that's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Wow. Thank you, Randy, for that great report about Sid. I didn't know a lot of that stuff, so it's really neat to hear. If you want to make sure you don't miss any of the great things that Randy digs up about the Andy Griffith Show or the things he's doing around Mayberry, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com. turnersgrade@gmail.com to make sure you don't miss out on anything. All right, guys. So, hey, I hope you enjoyed the report about Mayberry in the Midwest. I realize it was kind of a rambling report. If you watched the video, at least you were able to look at pictures. If you didn't watch the video, hopefully you still enjoyed the report. And a lot of the pictures have been out there on the internet. And I want to thank Donna Rogers because that's where almost all the pictures that I used came from. She took so many pictures. I'm sure I took some from Steve Jackson as well. He took a lot of pictures. But wow, there were so many pictures out on Facebook and that were posted out there. It was amazing how many pictures there were from Mayberry in the Midwest. So thank you to those who took pictures because those of us who are part of the shows don't get to see everything that you see. So I thank you for that. And I hope you did enjoy and I hope it just makes you just a little bit want to attend one of these events. So either try to make plans to be at Mayberry in the Midwest next year if they have it. It's not a sure thing. I often hear people say, well, I'll go next year. There's no guarantee there will be a next year ever. You know, I have no reason to believe they probably won't do another Mayberry in the Midwest, but you can't count on that. So make plans to go when you can, because, you know, someday they may not have them and you'll have never got to be a part of it. You know, I talked to a lot of the other tribute artists, and I realized how fortunate I have been because I got involved in doing a lot of these events back in the early 90s. And so I got to meet a lot of people that are no longer with us, that were a part of the Andy Griffith Show. And, you know, come while you can, you know, because you just never know, guys. I don't want to be morbid about that, but I want you to get involved so that you can, it's just so much fun. We have so much fun visiting one another. Some of the things that I don't usually talk about very much, but after the shows, after we do events like Mayberry in the Midwest, most of the tribute artists and often some of the cast members are all staying at the same hotel. And we go back and we sit around and we visit and talk. And it's usually talking with other tribute artists. Every once in a while, we get to talk with the cast members. But it's those times, not just at the event, but visiting with your friends that are Mayberry fans. Those are the things that just makes it special. All right, folks, I'd love to hear from you. So if you give me a call, I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415 or email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Until next time, everybody, have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you right here.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.